album has a much more mature sound than your previous offering. What was the creative process like?
It was similar and different at the same time. Joey was always the main lyricist, but he really, really, really came in and had ideas and took charge on this one. And Blake really came to the forefront as well as one of the main writers. He had been writing and producing with other people and producing our demos and stuff like that. So there was tons of material between the two of them when we got ready to come in the studio. I would just say that we were 10 times more prepared. We had a lot longer time period to write this record than the other one. But at the same time, because there's a constant push to write new music all the time with this band, that we wanted to write a bunch of new stuff and not the stuff that we had tried to play out live and done before. We wanted to get the music to the fans as close to conception. So when we got in here, we did some writing with Skid as well, just trying to, give fresh new ideas for what we had going on to the fans as, as quickly as possible.
Okay, considering that, how do you think this album is different from the other work you guys have produced over the years?
Well, I would say, it goes back to exactly what you said. There's a maturity level on this one, obviously, because the first record was about 4 years old, 5 years old when it actually got released nationally. We went through a lot of struggles getting it out. So we had done, an insane amount of growing as people and musicians that I think that you really just hear on the record. You hear that there's that gap of growing that we did that this record is kind of filling you in on.
Okay, what's your individual songwriting process like? How do you prepare to put a piece of music together?
Well, for me, I don't play an instrument. I just sing. It's different. Like, when I do make an input, like on the first record, I was a lot more involved on the actual vocal writing than on this one. On this one, I really wanted to focus on my singing. I hadn't been singing in 8 months when we made the first record, and there was a lot of pressure to write and things like that. For me, it's more of an idea. It all comes off feel, whatever I'm feeling at the moment when I do involve myself in the writing, but it's a little bit different because I have the backbone of an idea guy like Blake and Joey, to where we all live life so close together. We're a really tight-knit group. We're legitimately brothers, to where we all kind of experience the same thing. So it's not like when one of them writes something that it's hard for me to relate to, because we've all lived it and experienced it together. So once it's written, I just try to get into the character and live that, live the lyrics and the melodies that they've come up with, and deliver the best performance, which was really cool for me because there was no pressure.
Okay, so what do you listen to in your spare time?
Oh, I listen to tons of stuff. Right now, I'm listening to our record a lot because we're playing a ton of new stuff out, so I try to practice as much as possible and really hone in on it. But I listen to everything from country to rock to hip hop. I think my iPod would confuse people.
Are there any bands or performers out there that your fans would go, wow, I didn't think he listened to that?
Like Garth Brooks.
Great. Any favorite Garth Brooks tracks?
All of them.
At times the band sounds a little bit like SR-71, and some other times they sound a little bit like Linkin Park. Are those guys that kind of inspire you guys creatively?
No, I've actually never heard the SR-71 reference. I know Mitch Allen.
Hey, your voice sounds a little bit like Mitch's at times.
That's awesome. I've never... Mitch is a talented guy. Chester's a talented guy, and I appreciate the comparison. I haven't really heard that. I get the... I can see the Linkin Park angle because it's heavy, and then... it's got some of the same elements, I guess, as them, and then there is a little bit of the scream there, and then it goes from the low vocal to the high vocal to the soft vocal, so I could see that. But no, we really don't listen to other people when we're writing or when we're recording. We try to just do what we do.
Okay, who came up with the start of Down in Flames? It's so eerie and original, and it works. It's just so different.
Actually, Blake, the one that's on the record was recorded in our band room when we did the demo. It's what came off the demo. Blake made that with a friend of ours named A. Reese. We had the idea of what we wanted to do, and Blake put it all together. He did all the programming for it. He did a lot of the programming on the record, so he's a really talented dude.
Okay, how do you think it came out in the end?
I love it. I love the intro. I love how eerie it is. I love how it really puts you in the place that I think that the world needs to get in, that it's time to, you know, wake up and make some changes, or our kids as kids are going to be in a really messed up situation if we don't do something about it. It's thinking about the future generations is what we have to focus on.
Okay, I'm happy that you mentioned that, and before you were talking about how even though only certain people in the band are writing most of the material, you guys are all of the same mindset and you can kind of read each other well. Considering that many of the songs are about making decisions in life, suppressing emotion, you know, the state of your generation, why do you think that is?
Well, just because of the life path that's just been put on each one of us. It's all been about overcoming adversity. And rather than just, you know, write about, like, feeling negative and what we went through, we've always been the type of people that we're all fighters. We always keep moving forward no matter what gets put in front of us. And we felt like that was the message to truly deliver to people. You have a responsibility, we feel, when you're a musician or you're in entertainment of any sort, to actually stand for something and push a movement. And we accept that responsibility with, you know, pride, and want to let people know that, you know, life's not going to stop for you. It's like being on a people mover at the airport. If you stand still, you're not really standing still. You're going to be moving backwards. So you have to constantly be moving forward to even make ground. So no matter what life throws at you, you can find a positive, or you can find something within it, that little spark that everyone has in them, whether they know that they do or not, that is that human nature and that will to just push through anything. And we really wanted to get that across to the fans.
Okay, what do you think your will is? What do you think your desire is to continue pushing and to continue to produce music?
Well, I mean, I love recording. I love performing, and I love, you know, getting a positive message to the fans and the people who may not have had the same strength that I had, you know, through all the misfortunate things in my childhood and in my life. I was just blessed to be one of those people that it never really bothered me. It never got under my skin. I never had a reason to feel sorry for myself. But I feel like there are a lot of people that just don't either have that in them or don't have any type of support system around them. And, you know, we just want to let them know that we're here for them. You know, a lot of people talk about their fans and what they mean to them, but I think that when you have a message as a band and then people attach themselves to that, they automatically become your friends, not just your fans, because they are agreeing with what you're saying, they're feeling your message, and if it makes any, you know, if it makes one person's life better or helps them get through something, then we've done our job.
Okay, do you remember the moment when you said to yourself, okay, I think I'm going to really take the singing thing seriously?
I think it was from day one. You know, we've never done, none of us have ever done anything half-hearted. We always go at, we're the type of people that we go after everything full force. We jump in, both feet in the water, and we don't look back. And I think that when I decided that this is what I wanted to do, and then I got with the right people, it was never an option of if we were going to make it or if we were going to do it. It was just a matter of when and how.
So if you had to describe your journey from the beginning to now, what do you think, if someone just asks you, you know, what is your life of music been like, what do you think that you tell them?
The most insane roller coaster ride that you can imagine. It's been up and down and left and right, and it's just been crazy the whole time, but it's well worth it when people come up to you and they tell you that, you know, your music's changed their life, or it helped them get to a divorce, or they were suicidal and it lifted them up, or, you know, just any of those things. It's like, and we love hearing that. You know, fans should never be shy about sharing that with the artists that they're listening to, because that's what makes what we do worthwhile. That's what keeps us going.
Hey, on this new album, what's your favorite song and why?
Ooh, I think The Drug is probably my favorite on the record, just because I think that people hear it and hear the natural, like, oh, they're talking about, you know, like a drug addiction or whatever, but it's so much deeper than that. Anything can be your drug. It can be, you know, it can be a drug. It could be alcohol, but it could also be, in, you know, a person, a male or female that's in your life. It could be a boss. It could be anything that consumes you and that makes you lose control of you and your, you know, decision-making process, and where you no longer have control, that whatever this entity is has control over you. Anything can be your drug that's affecting you in a negative way.
What does the immediate future of the band look like now? What are you guys looking to accomplish in the not-so-near future?
Well, just to, we're really excited. The record just came out, and it's selling like crazy. People are going out and picking it up, so we're really excited just about the support from the fans. And, we're going to be touring for a long time, so we're going to, we're just really excited to get out there and hang with the fans and meet them and keep kicking ass on stage.
Okay, touring is, obviously a major revenue source, and it's a thing that a lot of bands, have to do. But some bands don't really like to tour. What's your stance on touring, and what's a live performance of Egypt Central like?
Well, the touring is our favorite part of it. We love to perform more than anything because it's our secret weapon. If you've been to see a band live, you're like, oh, I've seen bands live. It's cool, whatever, I can just listen to the CD. Well, we don't just get up there and play our music for you. We truly perform it, and it's not some organized thing. We just get up there and we go crazy because we feel the music, we feel the energy from the fans, and we assure you that, you've never seen anything like this. We don't need all the extra stuff. We'd love to have all that, and eventually one day we will incorporate all the bells and whistles and, all that stuff, but we just try to bring it every night and show the fans the passion that we have for what we're doing.
Okay, so if a potential listener, approached you on the street and said, what are you guys all about? Why should I listen to Egypt Central? What would you tell them?
We're the type of people that feel like we relate with every person out there in one way or another, that it's all about real life. It's all about the struggle of it. It's about the ups and downs that you go through, and that's what we write about. And we write about going through it, but, finding a way to take any negative and make it positive and keep moving forward. And I think that every band should have a message, not just write a song because it's cool or it's catchy or whatever. That if you really listen to the lyrics, you really listen to the songs, you're going to find something in there that relates to you, and hopefully you feel like we're saying what you wanted to say.